So during our normal Sunday morning service, they're meeting in the old sanctuary, about 15 to 20 of them. Why don't you guys come on down? They're going to sing for us this morning, a couple songs in their language. As you might have figured out, we're kind of looking at a multi-language, multi-nation service today. And so this is how we're including them. Pastor Patrizan, who is their pastor, you guys can come on up here, is ill. So we can pray for him today. And they're going to sing for us. They've brought some food. They actually they own a restaurant in Niagara Falls, Dosa Place. Right? And so they got to leave about 11 to go open up the restaurant. But they brought some food for our picnic. If you like hot, spicy food, is it generally hot and spicy?
Yeah, medium.
So just medium. Be aware of that as you take some. Please try to be careful about not taking too much so everybody gets a chance to try that. Thank you for your generosity, and please, go ahead. Lydia?
Kaidatti paadi magil nirpom Katha samugathe kaliduruvom Kaidatti paadi magil nirpom Katha samugathe kaliduruvom சொல்லி மகிழ்வோம் கழிகூறுவோம் கழிகூறுவோம் கவலைகள் மறந்து நாம் கழிகூறுவோம் கைதட்டி பாடி மகிழ் நிருப்போம் கத்த சமூகத்தில் கழிகூறுவோம் நினைப்பதற்கு நான் ஜெபிப்பதற்கு There is power, one working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power.
Amen. Thank you very much. In future times, perhaps we'll be able to get together with the Sri Lankan church, and Pastor Patrizan can share with us, but as I mentioned, he's not feeling well. Let's take a moment to pray for him right now. Lord God, we thank you for this new congregation that's part of your body and part of the body you've brought here to worship at Amherst. We pray that you might bless their ministry, that you might reach into new homes and others who speak this language, who may not know you yet, and we pray that they would be brought to know you. We pray for Pastor Patrizan, for his health right now as he deals with some issues. We pray that you'd bring healing and restoration, and that you would bless his ministry as well, that as he preaches, as he brings the word of God clearly forward, that hearts and lives would be changed and your name would be glorified. Thank you for this time together today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So Dan also mentioned that this past week has been our Vacation Bible School. Vacation Bible School is generally for our kids from kindergarten through sixth grade, and the theme this year was In the Wild, and it was based around the idea of photography and taking snapshots and looking at different places in God's Word where Jesus was expressed, where he was seen, who he is and who he was. And so during the week, we talked about five key snapshots of Jesus' life when he was 12 years old in the temple. And then we fast-forwarded till he was about 30 and he was baptized. And we fast-forwarded a little bit more and he was walking on the water. Then we talked about his resurrection. We kind of talked briefly about his death and resurrection. And finally, we talked about him being on the road to Emmaus after his resurrection. And this was to show the kids who Jesus is. He is the Son of God, and his resurrection makes it possible for us to be forgiven and for us also to have a relationship with God. So I thought it would be appropriate for us to carry on this idea of snapshots. And we're going to fast forward even further, and we're going to look at Revelation 4, Revelation 5, and Revelation 7 this morning. So if you have a Bible with you, you might want to get it out. There'll be times when I read, times when I just kind of describe. I'm going to talk about Revelation 4 and 5, and then Russ Bellos, who's from the Blagodat, or the Russian-speaking congregation, he'll come and talk about Revelation chapter 7. So if you open up your Bibles to Revelation chapter 4, we're going to take a snapshot of our God on the throne. So if you're looking at Revelation chapter 4, you'll see that in chapters 2 and 3, John has seen this vision of Jesus talking and telling him to write these things down to the seven churches, Philadelphia and Smyrna and so forth. And he gets to chapter 4 and he says, "After this I looked, and there in heaven was an open door. And he heard a voice say, 'Come up here, I want to show you what's going to happen.' So he immediately was in the Spirit, and there in heaven a throne was set." Now, we got to remember that John is seeing things that no one has ever seen. And so he's using words that he can use, words that might make sense to him and might help us understand a little of what's going on. But it might not be the throne you're thinking of. We would normally think of a throne where you sit and your hands are on the arm, but then there's something sort of behind the throne. And I would suggest to you, with God, there is no behind the throne. There is always and only before the throne. God doesn't have a body in the way we do, and so he sees everything. He is at all times everywhere and knows all things and has all power. And so there's this throne, but I don't think there's really a front and a back, if you will. And so around this throne, there's one seated on this throne, and he looks like jasper and carnelian stone. Beautiful gems. How's John going to describe a God that no one's ever seen? Beauty. Jasper and carnelian. And around the throne, there's this rainbow that looks like an emerald. Is that really what it looks like? It looked like that to John, or at least that's how he put it in words. Use your imagination. For me, I'm kind of an engineer kind of guy. So when I talk about this, I'm talking about, well, there's a throne, and then around it, there's 24 more thrones. But you might be more artistic. You might be thinking jasper and carnelian and emerald and crystal sea. And it's more artistic for you. God is revealing himself to us, and each of us sees it and recognizes it differently. You should be okay with that, because God reaches each of us individually, and he wants a relationship with each of us individually. So in your imagination, think through these things as I try to describe them in the words that John tries to describe them, which probably fall far short of who God is and the beauty of heaven. So there's this throne and the one seated on it and a rainbow that looks like an emerald. Around that throne were 24 thrones, and on those thrones were 24 elders dressed in white clothes and gold crowns on their heads. From the throne came flashes of lightning, rumblings and thunder, and burning before the throne were seven fiery torches, which are the seven spirits of God. Also before the throne was something like a crystal sea, it looked like glass. In the middle and around the throne were four living creatures covered with eyes in front and back. Ever seen anything like it? I don't think so. He describes them a little bit further. There's four of them. The first living creature was like a lion. The second was like a calf. The third living creature looked like it had the face of a man. And the fourth living creature was a flying eagle. And yet all four of these living creatures had six wings and eyes all over them. Anything you've seen before? How is John supposed to describe this for us? But in your imagination, what does the throne room of God look like? Beauty and things we've never imagined, never seen. But let's look at what their focus is. Each of the four living creatures had six wings. They were covered with eyes around and inside, and day and night they never stopped saying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God, the Almighty, who was, who is, and who is coming." Things we can't imagine, but their focus is Lord God Almighty, holy, holy, holy. So whenever these living creatures, they give glory, honor, and thanks to the one seated on the throne, the one who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before the one seated on the throne. They worship the one who lives forever and ever, and they cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "Our Lord and God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power because you have created all things, and because of your will, they exist and were created." So in this first snapshot from Revelation chapter 4, worship team, if you'd come on up. In this first snapshot, we see that God, the God, is holy, holy, holy. He is perfect. He is without error, without sin, without anything unrighteous. He is perfect. And these creatures that we can't even imagine, their whole focus is to worship Him. The living creatures say, "Holy, holy, holy," and the elders say, "You are worthy because you have created, and it's here because of you. You are the sovereign God." And so I want to invite you to sing with the worship team as we sing a hymn. You're probably very familiar with it. Feel free to sing it in your heart language. Holy, holy, holy.
Morning, our song shall
So you got that picture? That snapshot of the throne room of God. Living creatures, 24 elders, a rainbow of emerald, a sea of glass. John continues to tell us what he saw. Chapter 5. Then I saw in the right hand of the one seated on the throne a scroll with writing on the inside and on the back, sealed with seven seals. I also saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals?" But no one in heaven, or on earth, or under the earth was able to open the scroll or even to look in it. And I cried and cried because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or even to look in it. There's this amazing circumstance. John has been brought in the Spirit into a situation no man has ever been in, perhaps. Perhaps the Apostle Paul had some similar experience, we don't know, but these are the only two examples we have of someone saying that, hey, I was in heaven, I saw these things. And so he gets there and he sees this amazing worshiped God, creatures that he can't even imagine, he can't describe for us, but they are worshiping him, and then comes this scroll. No one can open it. He knows it's got to be something just remarkable. In the hand of God, there's a scroll and no one can open it. And so he cries. But one of the elders says to him, "Stop crying. Look, the lion from the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has been victorious so that he may open the scroll and its seven seals." The lion of Judah, the lamb, Jesus Christ, was victorious. The snapshots we looked at Vacation Bible School, he died on a cross and he rose from the dead. And he ascended to be with God in heaven. He is victorious, and so he is worthy. Then John sees him. Then I saw one like a slaughtered lamb standing between the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders. He had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent into all the earth. Jesus Christ is God. He came and took the scroll out of the right hand of the one seated on the throne. When he took the scroll, when he established, "Yes, I am worthy." Not that I think he would necessarily do it pridefully, but that's what he's been called to do. God sent him to die on the cross so that he could have this victory and open this scroll. And so when he takes that scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp and gold bowls filled with incense, which are the prayers of the saints. You recognize your prayers have a place. We're not just talking in thin air. In God's economy, your prayers, the prayers of the saints, are part of what is used to worship God. And they sang a new song. This time it wasn't just the creatures and it wasn't just the elders, but them combined, they sang a new song. "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slaughtered. You gave your life. You sacrificed yourself. That's what made him worthy. And you redeemed people for God by your blood from every tribe and language and people and nation. Sri Lankans and Russians and Italians and Americans and Irish. Anything else you want to name. People from every tribe, people, tongue, and nation have been redeemed by Jesus Christ. You, Jesus, made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they will reign on the earth." Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels around the throne, and also of the living creatures and the elders. Their number was countless thousands, plus thousands of thousands. And they said with a loud voice. So not just the creatures, not just the elders, but now the creatures, the elders, and thousands of angels. And they said with a loud voice, "The Lamb who was slaughtered is worthy to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." The worship in heaven is building more and more. And so far, it's just the heavenly creatures, if you will. the angels and the living creatures and the 24 elders. But then, in verse 13, I heard every creature in heaven, on earth, under the earth, on the sea, and everything in them say, blessing and honor and glory and dominion to the one seated on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. The four living creatures said, Amen. And the elders fell down and worshiped. So here's our second snapshot. Not just the snapshot of the throne room of heaven with a God that we can't quite imagine, with creatures around him that we can't quite imagine, but now a snapshot of the slaughtered Lamb who is worthy to open the scroll, who has, through his sacrifice, redeemed us, people from every tribe and tongue, nation and people, and created for them to be a kingdom and priests to God. And I mentioned the prayers of the saints are important. They're part of that, the bowls that were being offered in worship. So we're going to sing another song in a few minutes, but first I want to spend some time in prayer. And for some of you, this might seem a little awkward. We do it different times and in different ways. And the Russian-speaking congregation, they do it a little differently. I'm not sure how the Sri Lankan church handles this, but we're going to take a few minutes, if you would, to pray. You can pray silently where you are. You can pray out loud as you're comfortable. You can pray at the top of your lungs if that's what you're comfortable with. And we'll all be comfortable with that. But I want to take some time to pray. First, though, as we enter into that, we've mentioned Pastor Patrizin as being ill. But Russ, I believe you have there's also a testimony we'd like to share this morning so that we could pray thanksgiving as well.
Мир вам, дорогая церковь.
Peace be to you, dear church.
Я люблю вашу церковь.
I love your church.
Я очень благодарна вам, вашей церкви.
And I'm very grateful to your church.
Вы все молились за меня.
You've always prayed for me.
И я это точно знаю.
And I felt it, I know it.
Я это чувствовала.
I felt it.
И чувствую.
And I still feel it.
Я не собиралась выходить сегодня.
I wasn't necessarily planning to come out here today, this morning.
Но когда наш пастор объявил, что мы должны быть здесь на служении,
and when our pastor proposed that, you know, we would have this service,
и надо что-то приготовить,
and we should make some food to bring,
и я стала и думаю, что мне сготовить.
And I was wondering, what should I make?
Но Господь проговорил моему сердцу.
But God spoke to my heart.
Ты думаешь о плоти своей.
You're thinking about fleshly food.
А я хочу, чтобы ты о духовном думала.
But I want you to think about spiritual food.
Ты должна пойти на это служение.
You should go to the service.
Ты должна засвидетельствовать о милости моей.
And you should testify about my grace.
Что я сделала в твоей жизни?
What I've done in your life.
В моей жизни началось это в 18 году.
In my life, this started happening in 2018.
Я заболела.
And I got very ill. Became very ill.
У меня был рак груди.
And it was breast cancer.
Третьей и второй стадии.
Second and third stage.
Здесь в груди.
This in my breast.
Третьей стадии.
Third stage.
И здесь лимфоузел второй стадии.
And a lymph node, second stage.
Было очень тяжело.
It was very hard for me.
У меня была депрессия.
And I was depressed.
У меня было такое состояние, как будто меня связали по рукам и по ногам.
And I felt like I was tied up. My hands and my arms were all tied up.
Это было действительно так, потому что это все сделал дьявол.
And that's what devil does to you. He tries to tie you up.
Но когда я попросила церковь,
and when I asked church, the church,
и церковь стала в проломе молитвенном,
and when the church started praying for me,
они постились и молились за меня.
They were fasting and they were praying for me.
Я своей семьей, муж, я и дети,
and my family, my husband and my kids,
мы пали на колени.
We were on our knees.
И дети возложили с мужем на меня руки.
And my children and my husband laid their hands on me.
І ми друг перед другом почали сповідуватися перед Господом.
And we were asking forgiveness to each other, with each other.
Господь проговорив мені: "Не бойся. Все уйде, воно все ісохне".
And God told me that it's all going to go away. I had this feeling it's all going to go away, it's all going to dry up.
Я не знала, як воно уйде.
I had no idea how it's going to happen.
Но мне пришлось пройти 8 химиотерапий.
But I had 8 rounds of chemotherapy.
Мне пришлось пройти 25 дней радиации.
It lasted 25 days, this chemotherapy sessions.
Я вам расскажу, как я ехала в больницу на appointment.
And I'm going to tell you a little bit of how I went to these sessions, how I was going, driving.
Я начала молиться перед Богом.
And I was praying before God.
Я молилась так.
And this is what I said.
Господь мой, когда я выхожу на улицу, ты будь в машине.
My God, when I leave this house, please be with me in the car.
Когда я буду ехать в машине, ты будь в дороге.
When I'm driving there, be with me.
Когда я буду в дороге, ты будь в больнице.
When I'm on my way, you be there waiting for me in the hospital.
Когда я зайду в больницу, в кабинет, ты будь там.
When I get to the hospital, you be there waiting for me.
Когда придёт мой врач, ты говори его устами.
When the doctor comes in, you tell him what to say.
Я сказала: Иисус.
And I said, Jesus.
Я хочу, чтобы ты был меня впереди.
And I want you to lead me. Always be in front of me.
И я хочу полностью довериться тебе.
And I want to wholeheartedly trust you.
И я все время так проходила.
And this is what I was doing.
Я чувствовала.
And I felt it.
Как он меня шел впереди.
How he led me, how he was in front of me, leading me.
Я чувствовала, как я держу за его руку.
And I felt his touch.
Я чувствовала, когда он говорил устами врача.
And I felt him in the words of the doctors.
Когда люди проходят химию,
when people go through chemotherapy,
это очень тяжело.
It hits you hard. It's very hard.
После второй химии,
after the second round,
у меня волосы все вылезли.
I lost all my hair.
Слава Богу, у меня волосы есть все.
And praise Наросли. God, they're growing back.
Я благодарю Господа.
And I praise God.
Но когда мне было очень тяжело после второй химии,
and after the second round, it was especially very hard.
Я позвала мужа своего.
And I asked my husband.
Начала просить прощения у него.
And I asked forgiveness.
И сказала ему: я умираю.
And I told him, I'm dying.
И в это время, когда мне было тяжело,
in this time when it was very hard,
я лежала в комнате своей на кровати.
I was in bed, laying in my bedroom.
И в это время открывается перед моими глазами Голгофа.
And I pictured, in my eyes, I pictured Golgotha.
И я вижу Иисуса.
And I saw Jesus.
На Голгофе, на кресте.
On Golgotha, on the cross.
И я слышу голос.
And I heard his voice.
Сила моей крови, смотри на Голгофу.
There's power in my blood. Always keep your eyes on Golgotha.
Через что я прошел.
Remember what I went through.
И ты должна пройти.
And it's just something that you have to go through.
После того, когда я все это увидела,
and after I saw all this,
мне стало очень легко.
I felt relief.
Я уснула.
And I fell asleep.
И я спала целую ночь.
And I slept through the night.
Слава Иисусу.
Praise to Jesus.
Так мне Иисус явился.
And that's how Jesus came to me.
И когда я прошла все химиотерапии,
and when I went through all of the chemotherapy sessions,
когда мне вводили капельницу,
when they were inserting the needle in my arm,
я поднимала руку,
and I was raising my arm,
и благословляла эту капельницу.
And I was blessing the chemotherapy, the medicine.
Это вся медицина.
And all this medicine.
Пусть это будет кровь твоя.
Let that be your blood.
И пусть эта кровь твоя, она пройдет по всех суставах моих.
And your blood goes through my entire body.
И я хочу тебя прославить, мой Бог.
And I want to praise you, my God.
И я хочу тебя возвеличить, мой Бог.
And I want to praise you, my God.
Ибо ты Бог живой.
Because you're a live God.
И я поклоняюсь тебе, Богу живому.
And I'm bowing down to you, a live God.
Для тебя нет ничего невозможного.
There's nothing that is possible to you, God.
Ты мертвых воскрешаешь.
You've raised the dead.
И я благодарю тебя, что ты меня исцеляешь.
And I praise you for healing me.
И когда я прошла все химии,
and when all of the chemotherapy rounds,
меня отправили на УЗИ.
They had to do an ultrasound.
На УЗИ меня ничего не нашли.
And they didn't find anything.
Оно все иссохло.
It's gone.
И когда по-медицински мне сказали, что все равно нужно делать операцию.
So medically speaking, they still had to do the surgery that they wanted to do.
Они должны удалить те места, где оно было.
They wanted to remove the parts where the cancer was.
И когда я пришла на операцию,
when I went to have the surgery,
мне брали иголку и втыкали буквой G. Буквой G. Иголка такая была специально. Буквой G.
And the needle had a shape of a letter G.
Это была ужасная боль.
And it was very painful.
Это была адская боль.
And it was hellish pain.
Возле меня стояли три или четыре человека.
Next to me, there was three or four people.
Но я не понимала, почему они стоят возле меня.
I didn't understand why they were standing next to me.
И когда они делали прокол,
and when they pierced my body,
в это время,
in this exact time,
я вижу опять Иисуса.
I see Jesus again.
И я вижу, как ему гвоздями бьют сюда в руку.
And I pictured him how he his arms were penetrated by the nails.
И я вижу, как у него кровь течет.
And I saw this blood, his blood.
И я вижу, как он дышит.
And I saw how he was breathing.
И я опять слышу голос.
And I hear his voice again.
Если я провисел несколько часов,
if I was able to live a few hours,
то ты эти пару минут пройдешь.
Then you could survive this a couple of these minutes.
И это для тебя ничего не значит.
And it means nothing to you. It doesn't mean anything to you.
А они все смотрели.
They all looked at me.
И не могли понять, что с ней происходит.
They didn't understand what was happening to me.
Я молчала в это время.
I was quiet at this time.
Когда я видела на кровь Иисуса.
When I pictured his blood.
Для меня этой же боли не было.
I stopped feeling pain.
Потому что сила в крови Иисуса.
Because the power is in the blood of Jesus.
Иисус мне помог все пройти.
And Jesus helped me go through it.
И я за свою болезнь имела два раза видела Иисуса.
And this, in this whole ordeal, I saw Jesus twice.
Я благодарю Иисуса.
And I thank him. I thank Jesus.
Что через эту болезнь.
That through this sickness.
Он приблизил меня еще ближе.
He brought me to himself even closer.
Я вам правду скажу, я очень мало читала Библию.
And I'll be honest with you, I read very little. I read the Bible very little.
Но сейчас я читаю Библию,
but как, now I read the Bible,
как смотрю сериал.
Like I'm watching any kind of.
Я поглощаюсь полностью в Библию.
And I'm diving deep into the Bible.
Я начала больше понимать людей, которые болеют. Я начала больше сострадать таким людям.
I started understanding people that go through cancer treatments. I became more compassionate to those people.
Я больше начала молиться за таких людей.
And I started praying for these people.
Мне звонят со всех, можно сказать, стран люди. Пишут.
And I receive calls and people are contacting me from many different nations.
И неважно, неважно во сколько.
It
в любое время.
Doesn't matter what time or time of the day or night.
Меня Господь поднимает.
God gives me strength.
И я молюсь за тех людей.
And I pray for these people.
И благодарна очень вам за ваши искренние молитвы.
And I'm very grateful to you, church, for your prayers.
Что я прошла это тяжелое время для меня.
That I was able to go through this difficult time in my life.
И хочу вам всем сказать.
And I just want to say.
Верьте в Бога.
Believe in God.
Верьте всей душой.
Trust Him with all your heart.
Если какие грехи вас тяготят.
If there's a burden of sin on you.
Откройтесь Господу.
Just open up to Jesus.
Исповедуйте все.
Just give those to Him.
Тогда придет освобождение.
And then you will be free.
Тогда будет очень легко.
And then you will have freedom.
И вы пройдете.
And you will go through this.
Без страха.
Without fear.
С радостью.
With happiness in your heart.
Да благословит вас всех Господь. Я люблю очень вас сильно.
And I love you very much.
Ваша очень хорошая церковь.
Your church is very nice.
Благословляю вас именем Господа.
And I bless you guys in the name of God.
Спасибо большое.
Thank you very much.
Amen. So there's certainly something there that we can be thankful for, that we can praise God for. Some of you are going through similar circumstances and haven't yet seen that and may not see that. Depends on what God's will is in our lives. We have to trust Him. But let's take some time to pray, to worship the God who sits on the throne, to worship the Lamb who was slaughtered on our behalf that we might be redeemed. We'll pray together, and in a few minutes when I begin to pray out loud, it'll be time to kind of wind down, and then we'll sing another song about Worthy is the Lamb. Let's pray. Lord God on the throne, You are beyond our imagination and able to do beyond our imagination great things that bring glory to Your name. We pray that we might be aware of those things and honor You for them. You are worthy of glory and honor and blessing and dominion. May we constantly be aware of who You are and of Your love for us. Help us to walk in obedience to Your grace and mercy. Help us to lead others to know You. Lord Jesus, we thank You for the sacrifice that You made to be slaughtered on our behalf, to take upon Yourself our sin and to suffer the consequences of our failure to be who we've been created to be. And now have empowered us to be who we've been created to be because of Your mercy and grace. Again, Lord, we pray that we might be constantly aware and constantly proclaiming Your greatness to others that they might know the truth. We thank You for this testimony of healing. We thank You for other testimonies of Your comfort and companionship while others go through these similar and other circumstances that we just don't understand. But we know that we can trust You because You sit on the throne. You are our God. We are Your people from every people, tribe, nation, and tongue. Lord, may we be united to serve and please You. As we continue in worship, Lord, we pray that our hearts would be turned to You. As we look at that next snapshot in Revelation 7, may it change us to better know who You are and better know who we are to be to bring You glory. We pray all these things in the precious name of Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. Amen.
My voice tends to trail off when I get nervous, so just give me a heads up or a nod saying, bring up the mic to you. So as Pastor Scott, as he said, this is an international service. So my plan was to speak a little bit in Russian and then take a few minutes to interpret myself, translate. The topic is Revelation chapter 7. The kind of the picture, what the snapshot, what Scott, Pastor Scott was saying was, and we could read it ourselves in the Bible, you know, those are the things that John saw and he didn't know how to describe. So he found the closest thing, you know, all the colors, all the descriptions, you know, we read them and we say that this is very unusual, beautiful, glorious, mighty thing. So, you know, that's the same path I'm going to take too. Is basically chapter 7 describes, their description continues. So, here we go in Russian. Revelation 7 verse 9. If you guys could follow what I'm going to read.
После всего взглянул я, и вот великое множество людей, которого никто не мог перечесть из всех племен и колен и народов и языков, стояло пред престолом и пред ангцем в белых одеждах и с пальмовыми ветвями в руках своих. И здесь Иоанн пишет такие слова, он описывает это и говорит, что ему Бог открыл это видение, где стоит Божий трон, стоит Божий престол. И все-таки он видит, или посмотрел, когда Бог ему открыл еще одно видение, он видел множество людей, которых невозможно было перечесть. И здесь он пишет, что из всех племен и колен, и народов, и языков. Важно понимать то, что когда Иоанн, он писал вот эти слова, для него это было необычно. Вот как здесь он пишет, что невозможно было перечесть. Знаете, вот представьте себе, множество из нас, русскоговорящих, с бывшего Советского Союза, приехали, приехали из маленьких церквей. И когда приезжаешь в большую церковь, сразу, вау, столько много людей, столько много верующих. То же самое было у Иоанна, когда он описывал, для него это было необычно видеть столько множества верующих людей, стоящих у престола. И то, что он отметил, это было разные люди. То же самое, как сегодня в нашем, вот в этом собрании есть и русские, есть и люди с Шри-Ланкой, и американцы, и все, кто приехали. И то же самое сегодня, можно сказать, вот как бы что-то похожее мы сегодня будем, мы имеем свидетельство, знаете, из всех племен, колен и народов, языков. Знаете, что это говорит? Это говорит то, что те, кто придет к Нему, независимо с какой страны, независимо какая раса, независимо какое политическое направление у тебя, на каком языке ты говоришь, у тебя есть доступ к Господу, у тебя есть доступ к Господу. И мы видим, что 10 стих, verse 10, 10 стих, «И восклицали громким голосом, говоря: спасение Богу нашему, сидящему на престоле и ангцу». Не знаю, когда мы читаем вот это описание Иоанна, что же происходит? Вот это все пение, то, что говорил пастырь передо мной. Все это пение, знаете, это там не было тишины, не было тишины. Поют, пели ангелы, пели старцы, поют вот эти люди, которых невозможно перечесть. Они все поют славу Господу. И что здесь эти люди поют? Спасение Богу нашему, сидящему на престоле и ангелу. Они знали их ожидания, их надежда. Они имели оправдание, потому что они надеялись, что они будут у престола Господа. Вот эти люди надеялись, что они будут с Господом, и их спасение пришло, их надежда на Него, она оправдалась. Она оправдалась. И знаете, 12 стих, verse 12, говоря: «Аминь, благословение и слава, и премудрость, и благодарение, и честь, и сила, и крепость Богу. Только Богу славу они пели, нашему во веки веков». И знаете, это было громко, это было великолепно, это было очень направлено для славы Господа и только для славы Господа, потому что их ожидания, их надежды, они оправдались. И вот 14 стих, verse 14. «И сказал я ему: Ты знаешь, Господин, и он сказал мне: Это те, которые пришли от великой скорби. Они омыли одежды свои и убелили одежды свои кровью Агнца». Вот то свидетельство, что мы слышали сегодня о силе крови Агнца, это вот эти люди, они получили спасение, они получили освобождение, они получили то, что ожидали кровью, через кровь Агнца. И то обещание, verse 16, «Они не будут уже ни алкать, ни жаждать, и не будет палить их солнце, и никакой зной». Это то обещание, что сказал Господь, что все страдания, все сложности, через которые мы можем проходить, это все временное. Знаете, и здесь Господь сказал, что они уже не будут алкать, ни ждать, и не будет палить их солнце, и никакой зной. Все страдания, все проблемы – это временное. Стоит проходить, стоит надеяться, стоит уповать на Господа, потому что Господь, Он верен в Своем обещании, верен в том, что то, что Он сказал и предлагает, обещал для каждого из нас. На русском уже все. All right, Russian is done. Are you like, say what? What did he say? So, here's the picture. Right, here's the picture that John is trying to describe. He sees this multitude of people. This is verse 9. He sees multitude of people. He sees them around the throne. He sees them, they're not just sitting. They're not just laying. They're not just being idle. They are singing, right? They're worshiping. Their gratitude is focused on God, on the throne. They are singing, and what are they singing? Verse 10. I got to get an English Bible here. I can't find it now. So, but in my own words, they're saying salvation is to God. What does that mean? These people that have suffered in their life, these people that were persecuted through the tribulation, they have, they held on to this hope. They were promised salvation. They believed in salvation, and this is what they were singing. Basically, we are here before the throne of God, before Him, and glory, salvation is to get. They were recognizing that only through God, you can get salvation. Only God gives you salvation through His grace, sacrifice, through His blood. The picture here that I'm reading is, in verse 9, that these people were in white robes and palm branches. White robes, the original, the Greek translation sort of beautifies it a little bit and says that they're white, brilliant. And I think it's one of those things that, again, John is like, that's the closest thing I could call call them, what I saw, this brilliant white, that signifies or indicates cleansing, you know, being clean, being redeemed. Palm branches, of course, they were celebration. It was a celebratory, right? That you know, symbolically means they were celebrating. They were redeemed. They were sinning. They were worshiping God and only God. You know, and this is another promise that God gave them. This is verses 16 and 17. They will hunger no longer, nor thirst anymore, nor will the sun beat down on them, nor any heat, for the Lamb in the center of the throne will be their shepherd and will guide them to springs of water of life, and God will wipe every tear from their lungs. All the sufferings, all the persecution, you know, we always say this in our churches, in our Russian congregation. It's so nice here, right? None of us, my generation, have not experienced persecution. But, you know, my grandfathers, my grandmothers, you know, the previous generations lived through the Soviet Union, through the you know, where the government tried to take God out, you know, away from people, tried to take God out of society. They tried by imprisoning people, by putting them in jail, by murdering them. You know, this is something that they could probably relate to, you know, living through their persecution. Fortunately, I say fortunately, you know, we didn't get a chance, or you know, we didn't go through it. So this, you know, Bible verse helps us, or the revelation sort of helps us understand what's going to come, and how God is going to pour out his judgment, pour out his he's going to reclaim the earth. He's going to reclaim the earth through the judgment of sin. And it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be very, very difficult. And that's what this verse, when I read this, this passage in Revelation 7, that gives me hope. You know, it gives me hope, and that all the suffering that we might have gone through, all the persecutions, martyrs, you know, it's temporary. It's temporary. When you hope, when you support, or when you give your hope, or when you hope on, you know, to Jesus, when you, what I'm trying to say is when you trust him to get you through the difficult times, the reward, the hope is it's not in vain. You could put this hope, you could put your hope in him, you could put your trust in him, and he's faithful. He will get you through it. He will, it'll be great. You're going to be one of these people that are going to be singing, holy, holy, holy. You're going to be one of these people that are going to be participating with the angels in worshiping Jesus, worshiping God, worshiping him and only him, because through him and only through him we have salvation. Through his grace, we have, we are redeemed, and we are free. We are free from the power of sin. And with that, I'm concluding.
Thanks, Russ. Worship team, I think we have one more song that captures the same idea. Salvation belongs to our God. And so if you're here today and this is new to you, the idea that there is a God in heaven who created all things, there is his Son who died on our behalf to make possible our salvation, that is our purity, that cleansing of this brilliant white, salvation belongs to God and to him alone. And so I invite you, if you have any questions about that, please speak with me or Russ or one of our elders. Dan DeFrancesco was here earlier. Jack Napoli is going to be here in a minute. Any of us, and many others in addition, would be glad to help you understand what all of this means. But if you join me as we sing this last song, it declares once again, salvation belongs to God alone. Please.
And to the land. praise God, I have been blessed today with this international ministry, just a little touch of what it will be like in heaven when we will say glory to the Lamb, glory to God. Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. A few other passages came to my mind as I heard that beautiful testimony. Testimony from just a little section in Isaiah where it says, by his wounds we are healed. And both emotionally, physically, and spiritually. And also we see another passage in 1 John. It says, even though Satan is alive and well, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So I praise God for this beautiful time. I thank you folks for joining us today. There is a picnic lunch afterwards, and I hope you all are coming to it. Let me just have a word of prayer, and then we'll be dismissed. Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this ministry, and we thank you, Father, for the fellowship of your saints that has been demonstrated today and will continue through the day. For this, Lord, we praise you and thank you now in the beautiful and precious name of Jesus. Amen.